The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Brian Wilson of KGLA Algona and Aaron Summers of Pocahontas Record Democrat. Brian, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Hi, Senator. How you doing? I guess maybe talk about the latest with the farm bill now that the situation seems to be cleared up in the House. How have things gone there, and any progress being made in the farm bill?
I believe in both houses there isn't any progress being made. I can't speak specifically for the House of Representatives, but I believe that they're not producing a bill. And so we're going to have a one-year extension of the existing farm bill. Will that come on November the 17th when we have another continuing resolution, or will it come at the end of the year? That's still up in the air, but I think without a doubt we're going to have a one-year extension. Aaron.
Thank you, Senator. What is the best first step that Congress should be taking right now to tighten border security?
We're working on a bill that would do several things. There'd be some more money for border patrol and finishing a wall and electronic surveillance, but that's not the biggest thing for Republicans. I don't think the Democrats want to do anything. But I don't think they're going to get some of these bills passed if there's not a strong law change of policy to stop what's happening at the border. So we're talking about things like if people cross the border illegally, you catch them, you don't release them like you do now, probably a rewrite of what it takes to qualify for asylum in the United States and refugee status. And probably something on what we call interior enforcement. In other words, once you are in this country illegally and you're arrested, you can be deported very easily. But the main thing is we wouldn't have to do any of this stuff if this president was enforcing the law, because you know it's been illegal to come into our country without our permission for decades. And we make the law. I don't think passing any more laws from that standpoint is going to make any difference. It's just the president enforcing the laws, and this president doesn't believe in enforcing the immigration laws. So he wants these people to enter our country illegally. And I think that's a shame that a president that takes an oath to uphold the law and the Constitution says the president should faithfully execute the law, that he's not doing it. Brian?
Senator, I guess maybe talk about any concerns you might have about increasing the U.S. military presence in the Middle East. Obviously, very dangerous situation over there. And maybe talk about your concerns with the country increasing any assistance or any military aid to the Middle East area.
Well, I think that the House passed $14 billion to help Israel. And I think that would pass the United States Senate if it's brought up. It might be combined with Ukraine before it passes the United States Senate. I don't know how a bill like that would go through the House. I think they think they ought to be separate. And whether they're separate or together, I would support for both. But you were asking about aid. I told you about the aid. What was the other part of your question? Oh, about our military presence there. Let's say that what happened in Gaza and the battle going on there didn't happen. We have had strikes mostly by cohorts of Iran sending drones and missiles against where American military people are stationed in the Middle East. And so we have to protect them regardless of what's going on in Israel. Israel just brings greater demand to be very ready for anything that can happen other than just protecting American troops over there. Aaron?
Thank you. Is there anything else the United States should be doing right now regarding the situation in Israel?
We're trying to stop the fighting to get humanitarian aid in. I think it's a good thing we're trying to do it, but you know, if you have a ceasefire for a period of time, it's just going to give Hamas an opportunity to regroup, strengthen themselves, make it more difficult. So I would take the position that if the United States were doing the same thing someplace else in the world, I wouldn't want Israel to tell us how to fight and win a war. And I don't think the United States ought to be in a position of telling Israel how to fight a war and win that war as well. Brian.
Yes, Senator, tomorrow is a local election day here across the state of Iowa. You're talking city races, school board elections. Maybe just talk about the importance of everybody, always hears about the presidential race and the Senate races and all that, but maybe talk about the importance of participating in politics at the local level.
Yeah. Well, I think we're very fortunate to have state government as part of our federal system of government under the Constitution, where we divide constitutional powers between the states and the federal government. And then within a state, depending on how that state does it, but there's a lot of decision making that's left to the cities and counties. And I think that's very appropriate from the standpoint that our country is so geographically vast and so heterogeneous in our population that you pour a mold in Washington, D.C., and just as if we didn't have state and local governments, and try to apply that throughout the country. It might be good for New York City, but not good for Waterloo, Iowa. If it was good for Waterloo, Iowa, it might not be good for New York City. So I think leaving a great deal of the decision-making to state and local governments is ideal for a country like the United States. Aaron, this is your last question.
Thank you, Senator. What are the top few things that you're hearing from constituents right now? What are Iowans most worried or concerned about?
Well, would you believe it? Most of the phone calls that have been in large numbers have opposed what Israel's doing in Gaza to protect the Israeli citizens. And it kind of shocks me. After that, it's pro or anti-Trump. It's pro helping Ukraine or not helping Ukraine. It's deals with things like balancing the budget. But except for Israel, most of the calls coming in might be one or two on either side of a question, and not massive numbers like we're getting in the case of Gaza and Israel. Okay. Thank you both very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thanks, Senator.
Thank you, Brian and Aaron, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.